AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Search crews have been busy in the French Alps looking for victims of the German Wings air crash. That is the sound of the crews searching the site. Police say so far they have recovered between 400 and 600 pieces of remains, and no body has been found intact. The crash killed 150 people. The AP's David Rising reports more is being learned about the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, accused of crashing the plane. Notes were found indicating he was sick.
They say that these support their assessment that he was hiding an illness from his employer and from his colleagues. He even had a sick note where a doctor had excused him from work for the day of the crash. Now, they didn't say what the illness was that he was hiding, but there have been multiple reports in the German media that he had been treated for depression.
A hospital in Dusseldorf, Germany, says Lubitz had been a patient there over the past 2 months, but did not say what he was being treated for. On the stand today in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez in Fall River, Massachusetts, is defendant's fiancée, Shayana Jenkins. She was asked if the gun she had seen in a kitchen junk drawer was missing at some point.
Do you remember the next occasion you would have gone back to the junk drawer?
I don't, but when I did go back to the junk drawer, it wasn't there.
She also testified Hernandez was intoxicated in the hours before the killing. Hernandez is accused of killing a man who was dating Jenkins' younger sister. Senator Harry Reid is not running for re-election, but the top Democrat in the Senate says he is not retiring yet.
My friend Senator McConnell, don't be too elated. I'm going to be here for 22 months, and you know what I'm going to be doing? The same thing I've done since I first came to the Senate.
Harry Reid's term runs out next year. Stocks have been inching higher throughout the day, but not going very far. The Dow is up about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. Police in Philadelphia say one woman was killed. Another was critically injured. Both were stabbed in the face and body during a home invasion. No arrests in Philadelphia have been made. Police in Virginia say a body found in a septic tank has been identified as 5-year-old Noah Thomas. He was last seen Sunday at his family's home, not far from where his body was found. This is Pulaski County Sheriff spokesman Anthony Akers.
This investigation will be focused on facts and physical evidence and will not be driven by speculation nor rumors.
The sheriff in Dublin, Virginia, says the boy's parents are cooperating in the investigation. Now to Italy. Lawyers for American Amanda Knox's ex-boyfriend urged Italy's top criminal court today to overturn their murder convictions for the death in 2007 of Knox's roommate. Judges have started deliberations. Amanda Knox was sentenced to 28 and a half years in prison. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.